Well, if any of you were watching it in Amsterdam on Sunday night, the Levels Fight League 12 show, our own Andreas Judiga Bender is back, and back in a big way. A third round submission finish over Victor Kuku. And delighted to be joined by Andreas here now. And Andreas, first things first, thanks again for joining us here on Goey Bay FM. And congratulations, you're back, baby.
Thank you very much, Darren. Yeah, it's great to be back, and really appreciate having you back on again and talking about this fight.
There's one thing that we're going to include in the web article is the full show, because I just thought first, before we talk about yourself, the production. I don't, because people will just look at UFC or maybe Bellator and all that. They don't appreciate the production that's right on our doorstep here in the Netherlands. A fantastic show from start to finish, but obviously on our side of things, delighted to see you back to winning ways.
Yeah, LFL, look, it's one of the biggest growing European MMA show at the moment, and it's like a feeder show to like the big dogs, like say PFL, UFC, Bellator, and there's so much work done behind it. Like, and what I love about LFL, they really look after their fighters, and they're just like doing everything to a T. So you know you're gonna get treated like a king in there, you know.
What was it like heading back in? Because we'd spoken before ourselves, and you mentioned this in the post-fight interview about obviously the last two fights and not getting to get into the octagon. To be just back there as well, which you call it, back in the cage, up against a local favourite.
I think this has to be, this must have been like the toughest, not like toughest fight of my career, and not in the sense of, okay, he was very experienced and stuff, but mentally draining. It just felt like, I don't know how to explain, it was like I was frozen in there, you know, like I've been out for so long. I deal very well with pressure. I deal very well with, like, you know, belief and motivation and stuff. But this time was just a bit different. Like, it was just hard for me to get going. I was kind of like dimming in with the lights a little bit and stuff. It was hard, you know, but I dug deep, and I was like, look, we're here now. We've done everything right. Now I just need to showcase what I can do. Like, it was just like there was so much pressure on me, and I added so much pressure on myself as well, because it was like I was constantly saying in the back, I was like, oh, what if I lose this fight? What if this doesn't go wrong? Like, you know, it was just self-demotivated, should I say. And I'm just glad I got it done. He was just very, very experienced. It was hard enough to get the range with him, but I'm just glad to be back, and now I can actually enjoy training again. All that weight is off my shoulders, and I can just be me and just enjoy what I love doing.
Yeah, because just for listeners who are only listening to you and me chat for the first time, I'll include a link to our previous conversation, because we spoke about how difficult it was. Like, the last time you were in the cage before this fight was you were winning the world title last July at lightweight level. And then we talked about what you put your body through as well. And even you said there as well on Sunday night, Andreas, that, you know, it felt like dying at times. And you touched on that as well when we spoke the last time. So it's understandable that I knew you'd be focused. I knew you'd be concentrated. I knew you'd be professional and ready to go. And you proved that to be the case. And we will go back and talk about the fight itself. But it's no surprise to you that all that was going through your mind, because your training regime was different. Yes, you'd fought welterweight before, but you hadn't in quite some time.
Yeah.
And even for 27, the pressure was on you, because if it had gone wrong, it could have derailed all your ambitions going forward.
Yeah, that's practically it. Like, you know, it was like, so my like you said, my last fight, I fought for the world title on LFL on the 8th of July last year. So that's nearly like 8 months I've been out the cage. And then I got picked up, I got signed by PFL, and I was scheduled to fight then in December in the Tree Arena. Obviously, I missed weight, a lightweight, by a couple of kilos. Then I was like, right. So that was like a very hard hit on my career. And then I wanted to prove a point. So we were back then again on the 8th of March in Paris in the Akron Arena, a lightweight again. And yet again, my body went to shock, about 1.8 kilos to go. And I was like, what is happening to me? So that was the lowest of lows in my career. And then I was like, look, I just can't do this to my body anymore. I can't do this to my head anymore. I just went into a very, very dark place with that. So I was like, I'm either going to go back up to welterweight, or I'm just going to hang up my gloves, like, because I just can't do this anymore. And of course, you know, when you're like, the difference between lightweight and welterweight, it's 7 kilo gap in between. Do you know what I mean? So there's no like in between. There's no like 74. There's no nothing else. Like it's not like a boxing where you have a lot more weight divisions. MMA, you're either fighting 66, 70, 77, 84. So there's such like 7 kilo gaps in between each weight division. And I found I was very undersized for welter for 77, but I was very big for 70. So like I just stopped enjoying training. You know, I was cutting so much weight. All I was doing was cardio, cardio, cardio. I was focusing on a fight, like a fat camp instead of enjoying training. It was like, okay, what am I gonna have for dinner now? What am I gonna have for a snack? What am I like? I wasn't focused on training. Like now I can actually enjoy training and train 4 or 5 times more than I have before. Before I do 1, 2 training sessions a day. And I'd be just bollocks for the rest of the week, like, you know. But now I can actually train, go back to training 7 days a week, every single day, and I'm just enjoying it again, you know.
I no doubt you were enjoying training leading into the fight, even if the nerves were there at the start. Victor Koku, we knew he'd be a local favorite. Now we know as well, no disrespect to him, he's a journeyman fighter thing, but he still is a tough opponent to take down. And it took a while for you, I suppose, to, as you have often said too, you can adapt to any style. It probably took you a while to get there, but when you did in Andreas, you were kind of always in control.
Yeah, so like height wise, we were pretty much the same height. Like I think he was maybe like 1 inch or 2 inches taller than me. But I never fought someone with such a long reach in my life. Like he was just like, I think he was like 195 centimeter reach, and I'm only like 178 or something. So it was just like trying to find that range where I'm like, because I love a stand and bang. Like, you know what they say, God loves knockouts. So I wanted to knock him clean out. But it was just like every time I tried to like throw a jab or throw something at him, like I just missed him by like a centimeter. So I'm like, what, how is he doing this? So then I was like, right, let's get back to my roots. At the end of the day, I'm a second degree black belt in judo. I'm a grappler. Like, let me see how his ground game is like. So then on the feet, I was the first round was just kind of like trying to find that range and trying to pick him apart on the feet, but it was just like I couldn't find the range. And then once I started getting the hang of it, then I was like, right, he's stepping in twice or doing this or doing that. We went back to the game plan, be like, right, every time he throws, go in for that takedown, he's wide open. Then I dropped him in the second round and I thought I was going to get the finish. I got a bit overly excited and he managed to survive, lucky him. But then we just went back to grappling again, and it was a great scrap, like, and I really needed that. Like, you know, this was his 35th fight, and he, like, most of his losses all came by decision. So I knew he'd be durable. I knew he'd be like tricky on the feet and just awkward and stuff, but I had to get the job done.
And you did that as well, boy, when you put the rear naked choke on there. He wanted to know none of it. Like, he was very, very quick to tap out.
Yeah, like I knew it was sunk in. Like I would have finished him with the one hand, rear naked choke, but I knew it was sunk in straight away. And once I locked in, I knew it was tight and there was no getting out. Like he was either gonna like get ground and pound with TKO finish with strikes or a rear naked choke. But I was like, you know what? I don't have many submissions on my resume, so might as well prove that point as well.
Well, you proved your versatility again, Andreas, definitely. And look, the job is done. It's 9-2, 4 wins in a row. You have a time to take it in. No doubt you celebrated Sunday night, rightfully so. You have a time to take it in. What's your thoughts now at the moment?
I'm just happy to be back, first of all. It was kind of nice to just spend some quality time with friends and family. Like they just travel all over the world for me, and see what happens next. Like, you know, I'd love to get back in a heartbeat, but like obviously we have to sit down with my manager and my with Roddy and just see where we're going to next. You know, like obviously I want to get back to PFL again, and there's a show in June, there's shows in September, there's loads of shows going on this year, so I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I just need to build my frame a bit now, since I'm going to stick out welterweight and just get a bit bigger and get a bit stronger. But it's going to be my home and we're back. That's the main priority for me.
No, delighted to hear that. But even just taking that point as well, Andreas, because we're dealing with a different division now, and you, as you just said there, you have to build yourself up gradually. Do you get much of a rest now? Do you get much downtime? Like, we're chatting here today, but I know you are heading to the gym or the training after we finish up.
Yeah, like, you see, I hate taking time off when I don't have any injuries or anything, because I love my food. I love my chocolates. I don't want to get too fat, like, and then try and kill myself making weight again. But no, I just really enjoy training. You know, I enjoy training. I enjoy going for like long walks with the dog and stuff like that, just to stay active, like, because I'm an active person. So I'll probably go back to the gym. I don't have any knocks. I don't have any niggles or anything. I just like have a couple of bruises and stuff, but they heal over time. You know what I mean? So yeah, just the next 2 days, just do some active recovery, trying to heal up these little like injuries on the shins and stuff like that, obviously from kicking and stuff. But then we're pretty much like back in, not in camp, but back to pushing the pace again with training and just staying ready. Like, because you never know if an opportunity knocks on my door, I'd be like, are you ready to fight? Of course I'll be ready, you know?
But even saying that as well, and just the point is, as you were touched on there, you have to get your whole physique, your frame now used to fighting 7 kilos higher. Does that, like, maybe it, like, I know it would have been a big difference in your pre-fight training before Sunday, because you don't have to be worrying about the sweating or to getting the weight down. But now you have to get your regular weight to a certain higher level so that you can be bulkier or stronger by the time the next opportunity comes around.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to pack on a little bit of muscle now again. Because like I said before, when I was trying to cut down to lightweight, it was a lot of cardio, just explosive power. But now I can actually build a bit of muscle mass and just build my strength up again. And yeah, just try and maintain the weight, like as a weight that I don't have to kill myself trying to make weight. But I've never had any issues with welterweight. I always made it and I felt sharp. I felt good. But yeah, there's always room for improvement. You know, there's room for improvement, whether it's training, whether it's strength and conditioning, but it's everything in life.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Andreas. Before I let you go, I know you said there you'd be sitting down talking to your manager and working out the next plan and see what comes up in the meantime. Our good friend Melvin Van Zwedem didn't make it to Amsterdam and for that welterweight title fight. So if that's happening, we might have to wait a while.
Yeah, so yeah, apparently he got injured. So I wish him a speedy recovery. Like, yeah, he picked up an injury. So some other bloke, Donovan Desme, stepped in on a late notice. I think it was like a week notice or something like that. But he fought for the interim title. So he fought Blasco, then the original opponent for Melvin, and absolutely sparked him. So now Donovan is fighting Melvin for the inaugural kind of like welterweight world title. So look, we'll see what happens. The belt is there for the taking for the two lads. He's there to defend and stuff. But my main priority is get back to PFL and prove a point, you know. But look, whatever happens, happens. Like, I'm in no rush. I'm ready to go.